Hi, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. Just to set the context of what happened yesterday, markets gained for the second day in a row. The Nifty reclaimed the 10,800 mark on an intraday basis. It finally closed just below that level with a gain of about 0.5%. But the action is really in the broader markets, where the mid-cap index outperformed yet again, ending with a gain of close to about 1%. Now, this morning, we've woken up to weak economic data coming out of the U.S. markets, which has put pressure on the key indices there. So the Dow was down about 100-odd points. The Nasdaq snapped that 8-day winning streak. The question is whether Indian markets can play that catch-up rally. You're getting signs of some signs of bottoming out in the broader markets, because if you look at the data on a YTD basis, MSCI India is down 3% versus the MSCI Emerging Market Index, which is 9%. So there is a lot of catch-up which still has to take place. The question is whether this bounce back that we've seen in the last 2 days has enough steam to take us forward. And also, as we approach, say, 20, 30 points higher at the 10,810, 10,820 mark, also lies the 20 and the 50-day moving average, which could act as a bit of a resistance for a market. So today's session is going to be key. If in the face of weak global markets, we can outperform and we can actually edge higher, then the markets will get more convinced that perhaps we've put in a bottom just for the near term. With respect to flows, it was heartening to see the FIs buying the cash market for the second day in a row. The buying was just 55-odd crore, but buying nonetheless, while the DIIs pumped in 200 crores in the cash market. Important stocks to watch, it will be many of these pledge share companies like Dewan Housing, etc., because reports suggest that the Reserve Bank of India has called for details on the moratorium and the pledge share exposure of these companies. Kotak Mahindra Bank, because ING will further be selling stake in the bank. It's a deal which is valued at 2,800 crore with an upside option. Jet, because reports suggest the State Bank of India, PNB, have agreed to provide 500 crore of emergency funding. So that will provide some relief. And plus, in the EGM yesterday, we understand shareholders have approved the conversion of their debt into equity.